Ramayana Prologue, Part 9, The Origin of Sita. There once was a great rishi called Kushadvaja, who had a daughter named Vedavati. She was said to be an incarnation of the goddess Lakshmi. Kushadvaja was petitioned by various celestials and demons for the hand of his daughter, but she had set her mind on getting Lord Vishnu as her husband. One day, a demon named Shambhu asked for the hand of Vedavati in marriage, but he was refused. Becoming furious, he attacked and killed her father, Kushadvaja. When Vedavati saw this, she looked in anger at the demon, and he was thus immediately burnt to ashes. She then went to the forest and began to meditate in order to propitiate Lord Vishnu and get him as her husband. It was at that time that Ravana came there and insulted her. After she immolated her body, it is said that Ravana took her ashes with him back to Lanka. He kept those ashes in a golden box within his palace. However, soon after this, Ravana saw many inauspicious omens throughout Lanka. On a visit to Lanka, Rishi Narada informed Ravana that the cause of the ill omens was the presence of Vedavati's ashes. The demon then had them thrown into the ocean. The box containing the ashes was carried by the ocean and deposited on the seashore near Mithila. It then went into the earth, and it was at that very place that King Janaka performed a sacrifice for getting a child. A part of his sacrifice was the furrowing of the earth, and he thus found the box. Goddess Lakshmi had entered the ashes, and when Janaka unearthed the box, he found a golden child within. This child was named Sita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.